You turn with me in God's Word to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 tonight. And the verse 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I have been struck by the words that commence verse 9 of our text, whom resist. At the table tonight then, I want to remind you of the strife with Satan. We have a warfare with Satan, and the table is a good place to be reminded about it. And here we are in these words, reminded concerning that. The devil, the roaring lion, the adversary, the one who is going about with the purpose of destruction for the people of God, that says concerning him, whom resist. And here at the table, we are reminded of our Lord's life, we are reminded of our Lord's death, and those are really the two great arguments to this duty. The Lord's life, the Lord's death for us, calls us to this warfare. He lived for us, he died for us. His life was one of resistance to Satan. His resistance to Satan was unto death. His resistance to the devil was even through death. And in death, and by means of death, he destroyed him. That was the devil. So he resisted through death. He resisted by death. The Bible says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose, he came into the world to destroy him that had the power of death and to destroy the works of the devil. So he resisted. The one who broke his body for us and who shed his blood for us, he resisted the devil. That is strikingly brought out in the temptation in the wilderness. You remember how he was face to face with the adversary, how he faced this destructive force, and he resisted. He resisted with the word of God. He said, it is written, and he overcome. But it's also seen in the last night. Because in the last night, there was the presence of darkness. In the last night, there was the presence of Satan. It was very real. Even in the time around the Lord's Supper, it was nighttime. Do you remember how Paul said that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, it was night. It was dark. There's a spirit of betrayal. There's a destructive force. There's the power of darkness. There's the presence of Satan. Paul is reminding us at the table. It was the night of the betrayal. And why did Judas betray Jesus? Who entered into him that night? It was Satan. The Bible says Satan entered into him. Remember, it was that night around the table, the Lord gave him the sup. As soon as he gave him the sup, the devil entered into him. He was there. It was a night. It was a part of darkness. And the Lord Jesus spoke about this. You remember, he even said to Judas, whenever Satan entered, the Lord knew Satan was present. The Lord knew where Satan was in the heart of Judas. And he said, but what are you going to do? Just go and do it quickly. And what does the Bible say? He went out. It was night. It was night. It was the night of the betrayal. It was the night in which the Lord was betrayed. It was the darkness of the hour. He went out. Satan is present at the table. He's present at the supper. And the Lord Jesus is resisting him there. Remember even how he said to Simon, "Simon, Satan hath desired to sift you." He's about. He's near at hand, Peter. He has his destructive force. And he's out for you especially. The Lord Jesus knew this. It was the hour of darkness. And so it's illustrated by the Passover. You remember the first Passover? It was at night time. It was in the darkness. It was in the presence of the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. Pharaoh's alive and well and kicking. The people of God are in the land of darkness. The people of God are in the world. They're in Egypt. They're keeping the Passover feast. They're keeping the Passover supper in the darkness. In the land of Pharaoh. In the presence of Pharaoh. And the Lord's going to redeem them and bring them out. And the Lord's Supper that was instituted that night is something akin to that. Something like that. The spiritual Pharaoh is present. The great work of redemption is to be accomplished. He's going to bring them out that night. And that night was a night of resisting Satan. It was an hour of darkness. And so that's what it was. That the prince of the power of the air was present. The bread and the cup that's set before us tonight reminds us of the redemption and the cost of the redemption. These are the seals of the everlasting covenant that have been ratified by the blood and death of Jesus Christ. And that death was mighty. And that death destroyed him that had the power of death. It dealt with the Pharaoh. It dealt with the prince of this world. And he was defeated. And the Lord resisted him that night. You remember how he said, "Now shall the prince of this world be judged." That was just before he went into the upper room. "Now shall the prince of this world be judged." The devil's going to be dealt with. He spoke in the upper room. He says, "The prince of this world is judged." He said that in the upper room, in the presence of the table. He's judged tonight. He's being dealt with today. I'm going to deal with him at the cross. I'm going to defeat him at Calvary. He's being dealt with. And so there's this presence of the forces and the powers of darkness. What does the Bible say in Ephesians? It says, having spoiled principalities and powers. They're present. And at the cross, having destroyed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, and he dealt with them, and he triumphed over them in the cross. In the cross. So there's this resistance. This battle, this conflict, this dealing with the devil right up until the end, right around the table and the whole way to Calvary, he resisted Satan. The head resisted the devil and he overcome. And we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And just as the head, our head, the Lord Jesus, resisted unto blood, the body still has to continue that resistance. The body is still below. The head is in heaven and his work is finished, but the body is still below and the body has to continue the resistance, the warfare. And the table reminds us of that tonight, and the table calls us to that. "Ye have not resisted unto blood yet," the apostle said. We haven't resisted unto the end. We haven't resisted unto our death yet. Jesus has. He's finished his resistance, his warfare, but we have not, as the apostle says, we haven't resisted unto blood. And we have to continue that resistance. We have to continue that warfare. The kingdom of God must continue the resistance to the kingdom of the forces of darkness. This is what the Bible teaches, and this is what this table displays for us. He resisted unto blood in redeeming us. He resisted unto blood in freeing us from the domain of Satan. We therefore must also resist. We are the Lord's resistance in this world. And the table demands it. And in remembrance of Christ, there is the remembrance of the redemption. And what is redemption? Redemption is just resistance to Satan. And we must continue the warfare. And the Bible is telling us all the time. Remember James says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Do you remember how Paul put it negatively? Neither give place to the devil. That's a negative way of looking at it. Don't give in. Don't stop the resistance. Don't stop the opposition. Resist him. Resist him. Resist him this week. Resist him through the word. Recognize his devices. Recognize his presence. Recognize his seed. The seed of the serpent. Recognize his ambassadors. Recognize his emissaries. And resist. Continue to resist. What did Paul say? Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. And that word withstand is the very same word, resist. Take the whole armor of God. Why? Why should I take the armor? Because you're the Lord's resistance. And you need the Lord's armor to be able to resist, to stand, to oppose, to say, get thee behind me, Satan. To say, it is written, man shall live not by bread alone, but by all the words from the mouth of God. It is written, thou shalt worship God and him only. It is written. And so the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't resist in a personal warfare. You remember how the Lord said, don't resist evil. And what he was meaning was just personal attack on yourself. You don't resist that. Our personal warfare doesn't mean a thing. Someone slaps you on the cheek, just give them your other one. Let them slap it too. Someone takes your coat at the law, it sues you. Okay, here you can have the whole cupboard. You don't resist the evil. But you resist the evil one. You resist the forces of hell. In the Lord's battle, you resist. But you differentiate and you distinguish between your battle and something else. It's the Lord's battle we're in. We resist for God. But having done all, we stand for the Lord. Because he stood for us. And he fell for us too upon the cross. And we must stand for him. And if needs be, we must be prepared to fall for him. Whom resist?